So this is the second of the break feed podcasts, we call them, just short 5 or 6 minute snippets. And we're still at the Innovation Farm Conference, the Beef and Lamb New Zealand Innovation Farm Conference in Invercargill. I've got Neil Aitken with me. Neil's just given a presentation on some of the projects he's looking at that are in development or in process. And they certainly caught a bit of interest in the room, so I pulled them aside for a couple of minutes to have a chat. But Neil, first, just a bit of background, where you farm and what your farm is, how big, what you run on the place?
Yeah, so we're in the North Waikato, 514 hectares, 456 effective, bull finishing unit, all in cells.
Okay, so look, there were three things that you've talked about a number of things. You tried some things that didn't work, but you're on three projects at the moment. The common theme with them all is sort of electricity, probably, or digital technology. First one was around vehicle tracking. You're playing with something around sort of remote sensing of where bikes are and when there might be an issue?
Yeah, so I wanted something that would work. A lot of my farmers did to cell phone coverage, so I wanted something that was going to alert me if something went wrong. Vehicle tracking in and out of cell phone service, so most of them that haven't got cell phone service, they just go into a black hole until they come back out again.
Yep. And so the one you've got one that'll work, so is it working via satellite? And
yeah, so it's satellite, that's Farm Angel. Mm-hmm. And I'm also looking at the E-Road as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they, not just tracking, they have sort of crash sensors. If the bike falls over or something, they can, after a certain period of time, they'll send a signal or something like that?
Yeah, so the E-Road, that's just a digital based one, so it just comes back and forward. But the, what was the other one called?
Farm Angel.
The Farm Angel one, it's mounted to a vehicle, and then if that vehicle goes over a certain degrees or rolls over, it sends off a locator beacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the only thing you mentioned, though, that might be an issue for two-wheel bikes, which sometimes you just lie on their side or...
Yeah, so if we're shifting bulls and, you know, it might be a bit wet or something, we'll just lie the bike on its side. So, yeah, we're working on that to get that the same with two-wheel bikes, but at this stage we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm. And the other one that there's actually been a wee bit of news about it, so the group were really interested to hear somebody in New Zealand working on it, virtual fencing with basically using an AirTag. Do you want to give us a bit of background on that project?
That's really exciting. There's a few guys working in that space, but we're working with an Australian company, especially with the fencing the waterways. That's a big topic at the moment. So it's satellite based as well, and just with an AirTag, and you can get quite a bit of animal health stuff off there, as well as the virtual fencing side of it.
So it does heartbeat, temperature, that sort of thing. You can actually get, as well as monitor individual animals as well as control.
That's right. And track them.
Yeah. So that's you're just starting out that project, are you?
Yes.
You haven't got going.
Yeah.
Okay. So watch the space.
Watch the space.
Yeah. And the third one, and funnily enough, this actually probably caught stimulated the most discussion of all of these, was you're playing around with electric bikes. How are they going?
Yeah. On the bikes, when we had a demonstration of them, it had guaranteed to put a smile on your face, and it really did. So the guy brought three bikes out to the farm and we really tested them. So we did about 15 k's on them. I've got some river flats that get very wet, so we went straight into that, and there's no way the other two-wheel bikes would have even looked at going through there. They are two-wheel drive, so they've got a 1 kilowatt motor on the front and a 1 kilowatt motor on the back, and they just crawl through there, no worries at all.
Yeah, and they're first thing people are going to ask, so it's a two-wheel motorbike. What's the range like, though, on batteries?
They're saying 100 k's, but like I'd say, you know, if we rode them like we normally do, we'd probably have to have another battery and change it at lunchtime, and then just charge one overnight.
Yeah, and the battery change, though, is a reasonably straight, pick one out, drop the other one in.
Yeah, piece of cake, yeah.
Yep. And one of the other things you mentioned, they look a bit like a mountain bike. They're what, about 58 kilos or something?
Yeah, 58.
Not a lot to them.
58 kilos all up, so yeah, 15 kilos for the battery, so not much for the rest of the frame and the seat and everything else. So they're like a glorified mountain bike, really.
Yep. So another one to watch, but they certainly caught interest from the ability of them to get around with that two-wheel drive, so the front-wheel driving as well as the rear-wheel drive, and that weight and safety issues and getting around some of this country. So,
and no sprockets or chains or gears or any of that sort of stuff.
And they're almost freakishly silent, though, was the one thing you did notice.
Yeah, they are very, very quiet. Yeah, the bulls didn't like it too much this time.
All right, so look, all those three projects are going on for at least over the next year or so, and there'll be people will be able to get results out of that probably through the Beef and Lamb website, things like that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, look, Neil, thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thank you.